Start studying the word, and that part will pick up. You'll get stronger and more vibrant in that area. I'm saying these things not just to fill up airspace. It's true. I've experienced these things. I have thrived in one area and survived another. I have thrived in one area and failed in another. In the course of my life, I'm sure I've done it all. But nevertheless, God is with me. And every time I fail, I go ask questions. I say, Lord, how did I fail? What went wrong? But see, failure don't have to be complete. You may fail today, but pick it up tomorrow and continue going forward. And I thank God for his grace and mercy. And when you have mercy on other people, when you need it, God will have mercy on you. Or others will have mercy on you. Mercy is when you don't give somebody the judgment they deserve. And grace is when God gives us the life that we really don't deserve. And we don't deserve salvation. God had grace on us and he invited us to heaven and we went. We went with him. We believed on Jesus and we get to live forever. And nobody else deserves it either. And when you tell people about heaven, they feel like you put them on the judgment stand. Nobody's judging you. Christ came to save your behind. You are dead. And you're going to die if you're going to finish dying without him. When you calling me a sinner, you are a sinner. We all were born in this world infected with the rot of sin. It's a mindset, it's a habit system, it's evil, it's wrong, it ends in death. It's not something you want to keep. And stop trying to discredit Jesus. Jesus died for you. He finished that work. Sin entered by one man, and sin was destroyed by one man. Well, what about the people that never heard? Get saved and go tell them. And don't underestimate what God can do in the course of your life. God got many people out there. He's spreading the gospel. He's going to get to them. And he knows how to do judgment. It's in your interest to believe on Jesus now. I'm not saying that you didn't. But that's just the way it is when people talk like that. I've had people to say those questions. Well, what about the people that never heard in the bush somewhere? In Africa? In South America? Get saved and follow God and you help God get to them. Well, what about people that believe different things? Sin entered through one man and God destroyed it. And gave us salvation through one man. So that means all the other religions are phony. Get saved, live the life, and help them understand so that they don't die. And I love God. There are places where the enemy made it against the law to preach the gospel. He want to drag them to hell. Especially in the Muslim countries. They hate. They teach their children against Christ. But guess what? There are sincere Muslims that want to know God. And Jesus himself appeared to them, even in the mosque. And they get saved. All over Iran. And see, this is happening. It was on the CBS News. But I saw this. I understood this back in the early 90s. The Lord said, the day is coming where 1,000 people will get saved every hour. You know, that's a growing awakening. People getting saved every hour. 1,000 by the thousands. Not only in Iran, everywhere. See, where the enemy made it against the law for them to hear, they're hearing. and they're hearing and they're being saved. I saw this, and I knew it was in places that the gospel didn't get to. Places where it is, like America, people, they got that. Many Christians here have many opinions, and few people will really follow God and obey Him. So if you're a Christian that Jesus appeared to you, and you got saved and believed on Him, keep following Him. Don't follow man no more. Follow God. Keep following the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And he'll bless you with people that love Him, and they will assist you too. If you're getting this broadcast, it's because God linked you to it. He gave it to you. I'm just doing my part. You have a part to play as well. Use these tools to go forward. All these broadcasts on the website and the radio broadcasts, they are there to be a blessing. Oh, I'm out of time. If the Lord is not here, continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Go forward doing all that's in His heart. In Jesus' mighty name.